show you a move. Good news, everyone. Don't you know, Kenny, when you see it, onions have legs.
Welcome to 20th Century Boy. My name is Radio Mike, and this is the inside of my mind. I feel like every podcast at the moment that I'm listening to starts with like, wow, it's such a crazy time at the moment. Actually, every single conversation I have with anyone right now is literally like, wow, things are so crazy. How crazy is this? Wow, this is so crazy. And it is. Like, that's the thing. Like, there's not that much to talk about at the moment because nothing's happening. No one's doing anything. No one's seeing anyone. No one's, like, going out. So there's no stories. It's really weird. Everything's really slow. Who would have thought that like a little germ could bring the world to its knees? It's not a war. It's not nuclear warfare. It's not like an asteroid. It's a germ. Getting pretty serious now. I've been engaging a lot more with politics because of this. Like, I've been really interested to just see how politicians in Australia and the world are handling this situation. And here in Melbourne, or here in Victoria, I live in Melbourne, which is in Victoria, our premier is Daniel Andrews. I never talk about politics on this podcast, but our premier is Daniel Andrews. And I've just been so impressed with the way he's handling this whole COVID-19 situation and the way he's handling lockdown and the way he's talking to the people of Victoria to try and basically convince people that they need to stay inside. I've been super impressed with him. I think the way he's going about this is really, really professional and really, really good. Because in Australia, the messaging around our social distancing rules and our staying at home rules, like everything's sort of been miscommunicated from the top by our Prime Minister. And I feel like people have been really confused about what they can and can't do. And especially now we're in stage 3 lockdown, everyone's slightly confused about what you can and can't do. And that's been really hard. Obviously there's people like Donald Trump who have just almost, like, the way Donald Trump is handling all of this to me has just been so laughable. Like, it's incredible that someone could have like the audacity that Trump has at the moment to be saying the things that he's saying and to be like, I don't know, to just be so unapologetically ignoring the facts of this situation of this virus. Like, there was the thing he said like a few weeks ago about, well, I'll find the audio and cut it here. He said this about when the COVID crisis was going to end.
I said earlier today that I hope we can do this by Easter. Easter is a very special day for many reasons. For me, for a lot of our friends, that's a very special day. And what a great timeline this would be. Easter as our timeline, what a great timeline that would be.
And then he was saying, like, he had this whole thing where a journalist was reaching out to him in a press conference and asking what his message to the American people was after there'd been, you know, several deaths in America and all of that kind of thing. And this was his response to that, which was just crazy.
What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say.
I think
it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you're doing sensationalism, and the same with NBC and Comcast. I call it Comcast. Let me just ask for whom you work. Let me just say something. That's really bad reporting.
I just think it's absolutely insane the way that Trump is talking to the people of America and like his false promises and all of this shit. Like, I barely know anything about American politics, but I've just felt like Trump, if anything, he's just like downplaying it so much, which I don't think is the right thing to do. Yeah, this whole thing is so weird. I don't think anyone knows how to handle this situation at all. And I'm living in my apartment every day. I'm just sort of, it's getting a bit weird now because I started realizing in the past few weeks that I haven't really seen anyone real. Like my uncle and his partner live around the corner from me. I've had a couple coffees with them at a acceptable distance in the backyard of their house in the past like 2 weeks. I've seen both of my nonnas. I think this is one of the hardest things. Like I've gone to my nonnas and sat outside their doors while they talk to me from inside their house or outside the fence. And that's really hard. Like I just want to give them a hug and I feel for them because they're like at the most risk of this. So none of us in the family want to potentially cause them to get infected. So, but we still want to see them. So that's really hard. I'm going for a brisk walk around the block every morning when I get up. I've bought some like sachet coffee that I'm just boiling water in the morning so I don't have to go to a coffee shop and risk getting the virus. But it's just super weird. Basically, that's my day in the life at the moment. I've been getting up. I'm lucky enough that I'm still working from home on podcasts. Like I'm lucky enough that there's technology that allows us to do everything remotely. So that's been good. And then I sort of do some of my own stuff for most of the day. I pace around the house a bit. I lie in bed and nap for a bit, listen to podcasts while I clean up the house, and then pretty much just go to bed and watch a movie. It is getting really repetitive and tired at the moment. And I am now officially taking applications for anyone who wants to live on this couch for the next 6 months. Now, I know most of you probably live in houses with beds, but I could really use some company here. I'm going crazy talking to myself and not that uncomfortable for a couch. Quite small. It's only a 2-seater, not a 3-seater. But if you're a short person or you don't mind hanging your legs over the side of the arms of the chair, you'll fit right in. Obviously, there's not much room in here for two people, but I'm happy for someone to live on this couch for 6 months. I've been watching heaps and heaps of movies and TV shows and stuff, playing games. I'm playing like Doom Eternal on PS4 at the moment, which is a game where you run around killing demons, slaughtering them. That's been really fun. And I just finished Luigi's Mansion on Nintendo Switch. So very different games, I guess. One is quite comical and animated. One is brutally slaying demons in hell. But that's sort of all we can do. Like I've been slamming my podcast backlog, like heaps of podcasts I've been meaning to get to. I'm finally listening to. Still recording with Will on Tofop once a week, and he was doing a footy podcast as well. And I've actually, because of all of this stuff that's going on, there's actually a really big demand for entertainment now and podcasts now. So I'm actually in a really fortunate position to have sort of gotten an influx of new work. So I'll be taking on a few more podcast projects for other clients in the coming months, in the coming weeks, really. So that's really good for me. And terrible news, a few people have reached out to me who from the Radio Family, the group of listeners who listen to this show. Radio Christina with a K is one of them. Welcome to the Radio Family, Radio Christina with a K, who has unfortunately lost her job. I hope that's okay for me to say Radio Christina with a K. So that's awful. And I'm sorry that people are losing work. And I just hope everyone can get to the other side of this, I suppose. I've been ramping up content output. If you go subscribe to me on YouTube, just type in Radio Mike and it comes up. And if you're into gaming or pop culture, which I assume some of you are because you listen to this podcast, I'm doing a bunch of reviews and thoughts and discussion videos on various news topics that are out in that world at the moment. I've just launched a video today of my official predictions for the Smash Bros. Fighter Pass 2 DLC. So I'd love for you to check that out if you're interested in that. I've done tons of stuff. So I'm really trying to ramp up production in this time, which is great. I'm also doing more comedy stuff. So one of the things I did this week that people seem to really like generally was a parody video. I think I did it earlier this week. Yeah. A parody video for the Beatles song Let It Be, called Quarantine, which I just sort of, I was surprised no one else had done it because it was just coming into my head all the time. I was just singing to myself, quarantine, 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 quarantine. And I was surprised no one had thought of it already. A lot of people were doing, I want to wash my hands instead of I want to hold your hand from the Beatles as well. And then one person who works in radio in Australia, Leon Shergan, Radio Leon, welcome to the radio family. He made this great one that was COVID-19 to the tune of Come On Eileen. I'll cut his thing in here because it's really funny.
COVID-19, oh, please keep your hands clean, and we promise we'll do everything to flatten the curve, a few rules to observe, don't be dirty.
And that was really great. I'm loving all these parody songs to do with washing your hands and COVID-19. Here's my quarantine parody song.
When the entire world's in a bit of trouble, you might think, what's this mean for me? I'll give you the answer, quarantine. And in this time of darkness, I will sit in front of my TV. There's nothing new on Netflix in quarantine. Quarantine, quarantine, quarantine for COVID-19. Here's some words of wisdom, quarantine. I pace around my small apartment, doing online shopping spree, playing Nintendo Wii. And then I heard this crazy rumor that Pornhub Premium's now free. I probably won't sign up for it in quarantine. Quarantine, 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 quarantine. There's no other answer. Quarantine, quarantine, quarantine. There's no other answer except quarantine.
So that's sort of been my week. A lot of FaceTiming, and I haven't used House Party actually, but I've been FaceTiming a lot. I've been FaceTiming with Luke Kidgel most nights just to get a goodnight kiss from him, where I hold my cheek up to the camera and he gives it a kiss. So that's been fun. And I want to do, we've been talking in the Facebook group for this podcast, facebook.com/group/20thCenturyBoy. We want to do a group Zoom or FaceTime hangout, which I will try to organize for this weekend. But if you're listening to this in the future, you've missed it. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys, you've missed it. We've already done it. And you know what? It was really fun. You should be really disappointed that you missed out. So go join that group. There's a lot of fun in there. But yeah, realized as well, I haven't hugged anyone for a while. Dating is pretty much dead in Melbourne, as far as I know. Like, I feel like people have just given up on dating apps. And, you know, I feel like there's two sides of it. Like, one, it sucks because I enjoy dating. But two, I feel like I have a lot more free time because I just don't care about going on dates and dating apps at the moment. Like, I'm just not worried about it at all, so I literally don't care, and I'm using that time for other things. So it's sort of like, I don't know, it balances itself out, I suppose. But I'd love to know if people who are single who listen to this podcast have had their dating lives affected. I don't see any way that I could go on a date with someone in the next 3 to 5 months. So yep, I just don't see it happening. So it's another year single for Mikey and another night alone for me as well. Two things to plug this week. One of them is Hamish and Andy podcast, which I was on again this week. I think we've done like 7 episodes this year and I've been on like 4 of 7, which is really cool. I'm really loving being included. Funnily enough, my brother, Radio Dan, welcome to the Radio Family, Radio Dan, he sent me a message saying that a bunch of people he works with have been DMing him on Facebook saying, are you related to Mike from Hamish and Andy? Because apparently our voices are so similar that people think it's like, almost think it's him, because me and my brother apparently sound so similar. And then Andy said my surname in the last episode as well. So they knew, so everyone was like, oh, it must be Dan's brother, which is really funny. I should get Dan on the line and we should just do a voice comparison. But before that, I'll talk about, last week I was on the Hamish and Andy podcast. There was a Pokemon guy who could tell the cry of every Pokemon up until Generation 4. Now, when we tried to get in touch with him, he didn't reply to any of our phone calls or emails. So we basically couldn't do it, which resulted in this discussion between Hamish, Andy and Jack.
Jack, who would you say is the most scared of all the Pokemons?
Scared of all the Pokemons?
Yeah, who's known as a bit of a scaredy cat?
I guess one of like the early evolutions, like Squirtle or Bulbasaur.
Yeah, well, he's acting like a little bit of a Bulbasaur.
Or a Squirtle, in my mind.
But who's the bravest of the Pokemons?
Yeah, well, maybe Bulbasaurus.
We'd like him to be a bit more of a Bulbasaurus and come forth.
Yeah, if you can find you're in a Bulbasaurus, that'd be really handy. Yeah.
Obviously, Bulbasaurus is not a Pokemon, so I had to point this out to them, which resulted in this discussion as well.
Quick amendment to the show before we turn all the mics off and get out of here. Mike,
you just had a revelation.
Well, I noticed you and Tim were talking about a Bulbasaurus
that Jack said.
There is no Pokemon called Bulbasaurus. In fact, there's a Pokemon called Bulbasaur. He's number one in the Pokedex. However, there is no Bulbasaurus.
All right. You've come in. It was funnier when you were nowhere near it, Jack. And now you're just...
So he's one syllable off. And how many Pokies are there?
There's over 1,000 now.
Right. So he's one syllable off. And you meant to know all 1,000? Would you know every one of them?
I can do the first 151 by memory. But I will not do it on the show.
But I will not do it on the show. Wow. I'll give you 15% of what you want in private. Cool. Thanks, Mikey. That's not what we want, by the way.
So, I don't know. I find it really weird that a lot of things in my life, such as Pokemon and Super Smash Bros, who have been these like long-term interests of mine that I never really grew out of, I'm now bringing into and merging into one of my favorite shows growing up as well. It's kind of surreal for me, and I hope people like it because I am really bringing... I think they're really playing into my geekiness, which is... totally fair, because I'm a massive geek. Now, I don't think me and my brother sound that similar, but I think for the purposes of this, because apparently so many people have been messaging him and telling him how much he sounds like this guy from Hamish and Andy, I might just give him a call so you guys can be the judges. So send me your results if you think I sound like him or not. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Dan, it's Mike. How are you?
Hello, Mike.
I'm just doing a voice comparison test on my podcast.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just working at the moment, so I'm sending some emails.
Who are you sending an email to?
To people at work.
Name one of them.
Grant.
Really?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm going to say a sentence, and then you say the exact same sentence, and the listeners have to decide if we sound the same or not.
Okay.
All right. Man, quarantine sucks.
Man, quarantine sucks.
All right, see ya.
See ya, Mike.
All right, so guys, let me know in my DMs on Instagram or any channel of communication whether you think... I don't think we sound that the same, but who knows? The other thing I just wanted to plug as well, which is a cool thing that is one of the projects that I've been teasing this year that I'm working on all these different new projects for myself, which is true. And one of them is not really my project, but a project that I will be appearing on from time to time. It is a new podcast from Melbourne called Morningwood. Now, it's not short for, it's not a, well, it is a play on Morningwood, as in having an erection when you wake up in the morning. A little bit inappropriate for my taste, but whatever. It is more a, it is, the wood is a reference to Collingwood, the suburb that Zach, who does the show, lives in. So it's a podcast from Zach and Josh, two guys that I used to work with back in the Triple M Modern Digital days and great mates of mine, really funny guys as well. And they're doing this new podcast out of Zach's shed in Collingwood. Now, this is the part that I find really cool about their show. It's done as if it were a radio show. So you can go onto Spotify and type in Morningwood and a playlist will come up which has each break of the show separated by songs, and it's, you play it as if it's a full radio show. And I'm the third voice in the show. I'm in the back just putting in some classic Mikey quips. I think it's really cool. I don't think anyone else in the podcast space is doing anything like that. So just press play. It comes in with the intro, then they'll throw to a song and that song will play. If you put the crossfade on Spotify, you'll get almost like a radio experience. And I think it's really innovative. And I think this is the direction that podcasts and audio on demand is going. I think that businesses and companies are going to be going in this direction where they are curating shorter shows or breaks and putting in songs in between them and then slicing ads in between those to make money as well. I think that's where it's going. And I'm really for that experience because sometimes I'm in the car and I'm listening to a podcast. And I'm like, oh, wouldn't mind just a bit of music now just to give it a, have a bit of a break. Or, you know, I'm listening to music and then I'm like, oh, I wouldn't mind like hearing the news or so, just a short little burst of news to interrupt this music and then go straight back into my music without having to change apps or anything while I'm in the car or something like that. And this is like the start of that. And I'm really excited for it. I'll put some audio in from a break here.
Yeah, I actually went to your engagement party.
Yeah.
And got to meet a lot of your high school friends.
Yeah.
Mike didn't, wasn't invited?
No.
Feeling a little bit awkward?
It got lost in the mail. This is a bit awkward.
Admittedly,
you know,
yeah.
You know what?
I wanted to bring it up. I thought it was sort of the elephant in the room.
If my engagement party was like next week, then, well, you probably still wouldn't be invited because it'd be minimal numbers because of social distancing.
I will say that I was busy on the day. Even if I wasn't, wouldn't have come.
Oh, okay. So, that's, I feel like you're just saying that.
No.
Yeah, no. No. You are.
Well, let's move on from this because I think me and the listeners are all feeling pretty awkward about this. Yeah, really, really funny. I really enjoyed doing it. We are obviously going to have to figure out how we're doing it from here on out now that we probably can't go to Zach's place in Collingwood, which was the main point of the podcast. But yeah, we'll figure that out. I put out on Instagram this week and Facebook, the Facebook group as well, that I wanted people to send me their mobile numbers because I wanted to do a new segment called Checking In, where we check in on people while they're in quarantine and isolation just to hear their thoughts. Can be funny, can be real. Just want to hear your experiences and I want to put it together and make something, you know, fun to listen to. A few people did that this week, so I'd love to announce our brand new segment on 20th Century Boy, and it's called This.
Checking in.
And this will continue throughout all of isolation. So drop me your mobile number. I'll give you a call. We'll have a 1 or 2 minute chat and we'll just check in. So we got a few people to check in on today. I've put it together as a little package. So here it is. Enjoy this check-in on fellow members of the radio family. And everyone who participates in this gets 30 mic points, the currency of the show. If you get 300 mic points, you get a chance to become a radio superstar, which is a high esteemed member of the show. And we currently have, I think, 7, but we're always looking for more in the radio superstardom elite crew. There's a group chat for the radio superstars where we sometimes chat in. I might even do some exclusive radio superstar Zoom hangouts, but there will be some normal Zoom hangouts for just the normal members of the radio family. And there's no shame just being a normal member, but you should all be striving to become a radio superstar. All right, guys, 30 mic points for everyone who participates in this. Checking in.
Hello.
Hey, Ben.
Yep, this is Ben.
Just checking in, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing well. Taking it all in. I don't know, just doing something, because I'll go crazy otherwise, you know?
Yeah, I totally get that, man. Well, good. Awesome, man. I'm doing well as well.
That's good. You know, I was just catching up to the podcast, actually.
Yeah.
On that last week's episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, just finding of you to call midway through that.
Well, this did not go the way I thought it was going to go. I probably should have planned this a bit more.
I'm going to assume I'm the first person you called, man.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Yeah.
Hello, Matthew speaking.
Matt, Mike, just checking in, man. How are you?
Oh, g'day, Mike. Going all right. How about yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Just at home at the moment, not doing much.
Yeah, same, actually, funnily enough.
Yeah. How are you killing time during isolation?
I'm an essential worker, apparently.
What's your job?
I'm at, like, a homeware shop.
Give them a plug on the show. Give them a plug.
I don't know. Yeah, just
free,
tease that out.
Free advertising, man.
Yeah, come on down. Buy some bins.
Yeah.
Some ironing boards.
Give us the address.
I'll give you my address.
No, we don't want your address. All right, man. Well, it was good catching up. I'm pretty busy, so I got to go.
Yeah, see ya. Have a good day.
Dude, that was a joke, man. I'm not busy at all.
I'm like, oh, that's rude. Jeez. Okay.
Hello?
Hey, it's Mike. Just checking in.
Oh, hi, Mike. How you going?
Good. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm pretty bored, to be honest.
Yeah, what are you doing?
At the moment, I am playing Borderlands 3.
Oh, great, man. That's cool. How's it going?
It's pretty boring after a while, you know?
I've been playing Doom on PS4.
Pretty violent, though, that game. Are you sure you're allowed to play it, Mike?
Yeah, I'm probably... How old are you?
I'm 19.
Well, yeah, I'm 6 years older than you. So, yeah, of course I'm allowed to play it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
You don't need parental permission or anything?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm certain.
Oh, all right.
Hey, man, I'm really busy, so I've got to go.
All right. Have a good one, Mike.
See you, bro.
Hello.
Sam, Mike, just checking in.
Hey, Radio Mike, how you doing?
Good, how are you, bro?
Actually, I'm classed as an essential worker, so I've got work tonight.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I work at a servo. I work for Coles Express, so I have to go to work.
Oh, give your business a shout-out, man. Give your business a shout-out.
If you're in Queensland, come to Coles Express, Keppel's Road Desk. We're going to be open.
Which one? I'm sure there's multiple Coles Expresses in Queensland.
That's the one near Garden City. It's called on Kessels Road. I don't remember the actual address, but anyone who lives there will know where Kessels Road is.
All right, guys, go check out Coles Express in Castles Road, Queensland. You might see Sam there, and he might serve you, and he can charge you for your petrol.
Hello, Danielle speaking.
Danielle, Mike, just checking in.
Oh, hey. Oh, my God.
How are you killing time?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah, what can you recommend for us on Netflix?
I've been watching Family Guy, and I just, like, binge-watched 5 seasons of it.
You've binge-watched 5 seasons of Family Guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
How long have we been in isolation for?
2 weeks, maybe.
So 5 seasons, there's like 20 episodes a season. You've watched 100 episodes of Family Guy in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Over in the pop culture world recently, I've been talking about how I've been consuming tons and tons of movies and shows and games and everything like that, which has been great. And one series I wanted to talk about that I've been binging, I've nearly finished it, I think I have 2 episodes left on it, is an anime that I'm sure some of you, anyone who's watched anime, must have heard of it, because I've done some background reading and it's meant to be really big and popular. It's called One Punch Man, which is I was sort of like intrigued by the premise, but I didn't particularly want to watch it. Like, I wasn't too interested by it. And then I just thought, oh, I'll give it a shot. Like, I'll put it on. There's 12 episodes. I could watch that in a week or two. And I have just found this show incredible. Like, I'm not massively into anime. I've watched a few series, like, and I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. I've watched stuff like Death Note and Your Lie in April, and all the classics. Like, I grew up on Dragon Ball and Pokemon and Digimon and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not massive on it, but I do really like it when I can get really into a series. Like, Death Note is one of the best television series of all time. Like, not one of the best animes of all time. It is one of the best TV series of all time. It is the way, the intensity of Death Note and the way the characters interact and the power plays and the drama of it all and the thrilling nature of it all. It's a must watch show. If you like television and good storytelling, you should watch Death Note. One Punch Man is this anime about superheroes, which I already love. Like, I love superheroes. So One Punch Man is this superhero who is so strong that he can essentially defeat any opponent with one punch. Like, no one stands a chance against him because he can kill all his enemies with one punch. And there's a bunch of, like, cool superheroes. One of them's called Sonic and he can run really fast, which I thought was funny. And it's not necessarily an action, like, it is an action kind of show, but all it's kind of plays into the comedy of One Punch Man, whose name is Saitama. He's almost like his frustration with being able to kill anyone with one punch and not having any foe that's like up to his standard of fighting. And the funny thing is, he has like an apprentice who joins him because the apprentice is like obsessed with him, called Genos, who's like a cyborg man. And they join like the hero ranking, the Hero Association of Japan or wherever it is. And Genos becomes like a class A superhero, whereas One Punch Man becomes a class C superhero. So ironically, Genos is like considered a higher class hero than One Punch Man, even though Genos is like trying to learn as much as he can from One Punch Man. And all the characters, I guess, all the heroes and villains take everything so seriously, and they're so like, I don't know, they're so obsessed with all the fights and ruling the world and being the best hero. But One Punch Man just like has this tone of indifference and apathy towards it all. Like, he just doesn't care very much about the situation because he knows he can beat the enemies really easily. And I think part of the humor of the show comes from his just nonchalantness to everything that's happening. Like, he just doesn't particularly care that much because it seems he knows he has this awareness of his strength in relation to other characters. And the theme, like, animes tend to have these really long opening sequences, like themes, that go for like 2 minutes, and they're always just so unironically lame and bad. Like, this is the one, this is a bit from the One Punch Man theme song, where it's, yeah, I'll just play it for you because it's so lame. Yeah, I don't know why all anime shows have this. Just these really drawn out opening sequences, and it goes, like, I skip it every time because I'm like, I don't want to sit here for 2 minutes and hear this song again. But I've been really, really enjoying One Punch Man. And if anyone has like recommendations of anime that they think I'd like I love Death Note, I'm really liking One Punch Man, definitely recommend them to me because this is the time to be watching heaps of stuff. Other than that, I've been watching tons of movies, as I said. Like, I've watched I watched Birds of Prey, which I want to do a review of. I watched The Invisible Man, which I did do a review of. And a bunch of other movies as well that I've been wanting to watch for a while. I also watched the movie Rear Window, which is a very old Hitchcock film, I think from the 50s, that the episode of The Simpsons where The Simpsons get a pool, I think it might be called Bart of Darkness, but I may be incorrect. And Bart breaks his leg and has to sit in his room with a cast on and is spying on Flanders through the rear window of the house and thinks that Flanders has murdered his wife. That's based on the movie Rear Window from Hitchcock. And I found that really interesting because obviously I had seen The Simpsons episode so many times, but I had never seen the actual movie Rear Window, which was quite a good movie. Definitely a movie of its time, but I can understand why people thought this movie was so groundbreaking. And it is a really interesting movie to watch. There's a lot of parallels, obviously, between Simpsons and this. And I really enjoyed... I find it funny that millennials often watch these things in reverse. Like, most people would have seen the movie Rear Window and then seen the Simpsons episode and been like, oh, that's a funny parody. But whereas... where millennials often have seen the Simpsons episode and then we watch the movies that they're from, like, oh, this is literally beat for beat of that Simpsons episode. So they've parodied it so well. I remember there was a Family Guy episode I watched when I was a kid and I thought it was really funny, and it's about Meg getting kidnapped and Peter has to go and save her, I think. And then a few like weeks later, I watched the movie Taken with Liam Neeson for the first time. And I was like, oh, hang on a second. I've seen this before. Like, I thought I had seen it before when I hadn't. But it was just that Family Guy did a very good parody of that episode that was so on point with what actually happens in the movie that I was like, wow, this is so crazy. Like, how accurately some of these shows parody their source material without even millennials like me knowing at times. Even when I went to high school and we studied Hamlet in like year 10 literature, and then there was a Simpsons Treehouse of Horror, I think, that was based on Hamlet, and just seeing the way they play with those conventions and play with the narratives of those books and those movies that they're drawing from is really, really funny. I think I want to do a video on Rear Window and The Simpsons as well. But yeah, are there any other... there's definitely like the Cape Fear episode of The Simpsons, which is a great episode where Sideshow Bob is chasing Bart and they end up living on the houseboat. That's based on a movie that's just called Cape Fear, and that is so like beat for beat, almost like the same thing. Obviously, the movie's a lot longer, but there are so many amazing recreations of things that happen in that movie. They even use the music from the movie as well, which is, just... really good. What's your favorite? Does anyone else have a favorite like Simpsons parody of a movie or show or book that they didn't realize was a parody? Like, they watched the Simpsons episode first and then like discovered that it was a parody of something else because like they watched that movie or the source material later in life. I'd love to know those as well, because I think that's so interesting about our generation that we're kind of experiencing a lot of things in reverse. One other thing in the pop culture landscape that I've realized in the past few weeks is that I have become pretty much obsessed with the song Yesterday by the Beatles.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
I did an episode where I talked about the Beatles last year. I can't remember what episode it was, but I've just like rediscovered this song and I just wanted to talk about it for a bit because this song's like 2.5 minutes long, and like it's got to be up there as one of the most beautiful songs ever recorded in the history of music. Like, I just think so much of this song, like, I don't know, I listened to this song recently and it's just so beautiful. Like, I've just been listening to it on repeat, and I just think the lyricism and the music and the calmness of it and the like the hurt and the pain you can sort of sense in the voice of McCartney who's singing it is just unbelievable. And I feel like this song communicates so much with such simplicity. And I just thought that, I don't know, I the other night I was in bed and I was just like, I couldn't sleep. So I'm like, I typed into Spotify yesterday covers and I listened to a 9-hour playlist. Well, like the idea was to fall asleep to it, which I did. I listened to a 9-hour playlist of yesterday covers. That's how many there are. And they like span so many different genres as well. I listened to like a funk cover of yesterday, or like an electronic cover of yesterday, a punk cover of yesterday, jazz cover of yesterday, female vocalist cover of yesterday. Like just every single genre variation, voice variation, instrument variation that you can think of, someone has done a cover of the song yesterday in that style. And it was pretty, like, I don't know, it was just a really nice thing to fall asleep to, like just hearing this song, like pure instrumental with, you know, saxophone solos and stuff like that, piano lullaby version. Someone has just compiled this entire playlist and it's just, I don't know, I just loved it. I've just become totally, totally obsessed with this song, which, I mean, yeah, admittedly, I think there's no denying it's a great song. And yeah, I just wanted to talk about that and give some examples of the covers in this podcast, because it's just such an incredibly deep and powerful song that I love very, very, very much. Okay, so new projects from me are still in the works. Harry Potter and the Boys is in the works. I really want to just find a time in this period to just sit down and record the whole thing and then just upload it to binge while in isolation. So I'm trying to work on that. The video series I was working on, episode one is done. Edited, mixed, mastered, everything. I've written episode two. I want to do 5 eps. Not really sure if we can shoot at the moment because of everything that's going down, which is a shame. So that's sort of on a hiatus. But within the next 2 weeks, and I'm excited to announce this, I'll have more probably next week, but within the next 2 weeks, I will be launching a new show with a friend that is a more focused discussion on gaming and movies. So it will be very different to this podcast, but I am going to be launching it soon. Just putting the final touches on now. And we've been recording for about, we have been recording for a couple months. So we've kind of got 4 episodes in the bag now, which are a little bit, the first 3 are, I guess, a few, like a month outdated in terms of the news we discuss. But I think we'll just put it all out anyway, just to get people to binge them. We've just been recording them like to as demos, I suppose. But yeah, we're just going to put them up anyway. So definitely more news on that coming soon. In the meantime, hope you're well. Hope you're safe. Thank you for listening. Instagram is radio.mike. Follow me there. Twitter is It's Radio Mike. Follow me there. Subscribe on YouTube, Radio Mike. Facebook.com/group/20thCenturyBoy. DM me your number if you want to be checked in on. 1-800-GET-FUCKED, 1-800-438-383 is the phone number of the podcast. Send a voicemail there. Would love to hear what you're up to. What else do I need to say? Check out Morningwood. Check out Hamish and Andy. I think that's pretty much it. My name has been Radio Mike. This has been the Inside of My Mind. I fucked that up. My name has been Radio Mike. This has been the Inside of My Mind. Catch you later. Bye-bye.